God bless you, Barney, and everybody else. Wonderful to be together with God's people and get into God's magnificent word. Last Sunday, we started a series of teaching on the power source of the gift of Holy Spirit that resides in each and every born-again believer. That power source is realized and exercised by the way, by using the nine manifestations listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So if you have your Bibles, go to chapter 12 in 1 Corinthians, and we'll look at the list of the nine manifestations that we have. And remember, Jesus said we would be endued with power from on high, that we would do the works that he did and greater works. And not only would we be able to exercise great power, but also have access to information from God Almighty. So let's take a look at the scriptures here. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So every born-again one receives all nine manifestations. I think sometimes we hear in churches that some people get different ones. Well, maybe people magnify different ones and use certain ones more than others, but we all have the same Spirit of God in us. God's not a respecter of persons, so he gives everybody the same abilities, the same opportunities to use the nine manifestations of the Spirit. And they're given to every man to what? To profit. To profit. So they are to benefit us and others as well. And it lists them, verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now it's interesting how he lists these out in the word, mentioning for to one is given, and to another, and so forth. Well, what is being emphasized there, and what that refers back to, is the benefit or the profit. So for one prophet is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another to profit the word of knowledge, and so on. So that's how this works. So the first one is wisdom, second one is knowledge. Verse 9, to another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. And again, emphasizing it's the same Spirit. We have that same Spirit in us. The manifestations come from that one Spirit within us. All right, so we've done faith. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles, powers. To another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, divers or many kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, that same Spirit, these all works, dividing to every man severally as he wills. And that's as the man wills, not as God wills, but as that man wills to use the manifestations, he will benefit from that. And he will work that within his life as he uses those different manifestations. Now, using the nine manifestations will open the door for us to be those more than conquerors, to do all things in Christ, as Ephesians 3:20 says, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That power that works in us, that which makes us more than conquerors, so that we can do all things in Christ, are these nine manifestations. Now, unfortunately, so few Christians tap into the awesome power they have resident within. But I don't think that's us. I think we want to utilize all that God has given us. I believe you love God and appreciate the price paid by his Son, Jesus Christ. that you want to be your best for God and function on his behalf. You know, in Ephesians 2:10, I'll quote it for you. It says, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We are his masterpiece," is one translation. "And we are his workmanship, his masterpiece, so that we can do" what? "Good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." So God wants us to walk out on his power and all that he's given us. These nine manifestations, when operate, allow you to do fantastic works for our Heavenly Father. Now, do you know all of them? Do you know how they function? Well, that's why we're looking at them, so we know what we have within us. Well, let's go ahead and let's dig into God's word and see all that we have with these wonderful nine manifestations. Now, many times when we look at the manifestations, we put them in categories, which helps us learn about them. But how I want to start looking at these nine manifestations is according to how they're listed in God's word. And I believe how God places things is important. He just doesn't randomly throw things together, a list or whatever, but he has a purpose on how he lists them out. So what is the first manifestation that God wants us to look at here as we look at this list? Well, the word of wisdom, right? And the second one is knowledge. Really, when you think about it, before I can go any further in operating the power of God in my life, I got to know the information. What's going on? When you're building a house, you just don't start throwing the lumber together and put nails in them and go for it. No, you got to have the plans, the blueprint. You got to have the information. How do I do this? How do I build the house? What wisdom do I use so that I am most efficient? Now, let me say this too before I go any further. You know, utilizing these manifestations of Holy Spirit, we could really spend a lot of time doing this. But we're just going to touch on some of these things. And I hope just by looking at them and talking about them a little bit, that this will activate the functioning of these in your life, that you will walk with him and for him, and that you can be more productive as you think about these nine manifestations and operate them in your life. So again, we're just going to do a cursory look at them and not really a deep study. But I hope you take the time to really dig what you have in Christ, these nine manifestations, so that you can walk for him as his masterpiece. Now, it makes sense to me to have these word of knowledge, word of wisdom start in the beginning. And so let's take a look here at the word of wisdom and how this works. And really, before we look specifically at this, I want to share with you generally how it works. In other words, how these manifestations work and how they function within our life. You see, God is Holy Spirit, right? God is Holy Spirit, and he gives us the gift of Holy Spirit. He gives all that he is. And this is his seed nature in you. It is God in Christ in you, which is power from on high. The operation of the gift of Holy Spirit that's in you produces or comes from these nine manifestations. And as you use them, they come into evidence in the senses realm. Okay? Now, it's like a Tesla automobile or car. You know what a Tesla is? Well, many of you might not know. But a Tesla is these new cars that have these big old batteries in it. And that's what runs these automobiles. There's no engine in there or anything like that. but there's a there is an electrical motor that drives it, but the power source are the huge batteries within. Think of it this way. You have this huge battery within you, okay? The power source. That's the power source in this Tesla car. And with that power source, they can turn on the engine and off they go. Or they can turn the lights on. Or they can do the power windows. They can do the wipers. They have all these different manifestations that can function from the power source of these batteries. That's what you have. You have Holy Spirit, and you can do these nine operations, these nine manifestations, because you have the gift of Holy Spirit in you, which is now your spiritual ability and enablements. The gift of Holy Spirit with its nine abilities or manifestations enables you to do the job that God may be asking you to do. It does not mean that you will automatically do it, but you must will to do it. God does not overstep freedom of will. He does not force you, coerce you. He may lovingly implore you, but God is so loving, so kind. So it's up to us to step up to the plate and utilize these manifestations so that we can walk powerfully with God. Now, as I mentioned, the first one is wisdom. The Greek word is sophia. That's the pronunciation of the Greek words there, the letters. And maybe you ladies might have that name, Sophia. Well, that literally means wisdom. It's used 51 times in God's Word, the King James, and it's translated wisdom every time. It means accumulated learning and the ability to discern, having insight, being clever, a right application of knowledge. This wisdom really encompasses a lot, because it entails the information that you have and then using it wisely. All right? Now, I think you'll see that it is not only how to use knowledge, but more encompassing having the knowledge and using it effectively. Now, let me share a few verses with you so that you see how important this wisdom is. And I'm going to quote these quickly for you. Luke 2:40. And the child, Jesus, grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. Of all the things that he was filled with, God wanted us to know that first and foremost, he had that wisdom. Verse 52, and Jesus increased by wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Again, wisdom listed first here. Matthew 13:54, whence hath this man, talking about Jesus, this wisdom and mighty works? So wisdom stands out to be very important. In Acts 6:3, it says, for them to look for men full of Holy Spirit and wisdom. There is a special job that needed to be done in the body of Christ. And so, you know what they were looking for? People that had the Holy Spirit in it, full of Holy Spirit. What that means is that they had it and they used it. They were full of it in light of using that. And what was the other thing? Wisdom. So wisdom is an important part, and I can see why this is listed first as far as these nine manifestations. As we walk with and for God, we go to him and ask him, what do we do? And he can give us the information, the insight on using that information that he does entail to us. So let's look at knowledge. And really, these two manifestations work together very closely. Many times it's hard to separate them. But the Greek word is gnosis in the Greek, and it literally means knowledge acquired by learning, or knowledge acquired by effort or experience. A couple verses here. Romans 11:33. 33, chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. See, they're used together, wisdom and knowledge of God. How deep those are. Colossians 2:3 says, in whom, referring to God and Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So again, these are used together. They really work together. If you get are getting revelation, one of them, you're getting the other one right with it probably. Now, there's much more I could share on these two manifestations, but my aim is to build primarily an awareness of them and start building an expectation of God communicating with you, that God does talk with you. You know, when people say, hey, I heard from God or God told me to do this, they're operating word of wisdom, word of knowledge. So we want that information from God so that we can move out effectively and efficiently. Now, to help you receive and utilize these manifestations, let me share a few pointers with you. God will communicate with you in a way you will understand. Now, maybe you're an athlete. You run or you play sports. Well, you know what? He's probably going to give you revelation using athletic terms. Or maybe you're a computer whiz, and he may talk to you using computer language. You know, when it comes to mechanics and things like that, I don't know much. But God is probably not going to talk to me using those kind of terms or words. He's going to be talking in a way that we would understand. God's not going to play games, have you guess or speculate what he's trying to communicate to you. So he'll talk to you in many different ways also. A lot of ways to receive revelation. And perhaps the most unique example of revelation being received in the Word of God, for me anyway, is what happened to Balaam and his donkey. Now, in the Old Testament, old Balaam was off riding his donkey, his ass, and he wasn't really supposed to be going where he was. And so God put an angel to block him from going. But Balaam didn't see the angel. He didn't get that revelation. But you know who did? The donkey did. And this donkey saw this angel of the Lord wanting to stop. So this donkey was starting to buck. He brushed him up against some rocks. And you know what Balaam did? He was upset. He thought this donkey was way out of line. So he started whipping on this donkey. And it got to the point that the Lord opened the mouth of the ass and he spoke to him. And so this donkey starts talking to Balaam about, hey, why are you hitting me? I've been, you know, faithful to you for years. And then he talks back. Balaam talks back to the donkey. So what an unbelievable situation. But to me, it illustrates that God will communicate. And he'll do it in many different ways. I also think about the Apostle Peter. There's a story in the book of Acts about he's hanging out having, I don't know, lunch or dinner. He's in Joppa. And while he's eating lunch, all of a sudden, he gets this vision, this information, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. And it's this sheet, this blanket, if you will. And on it are all kinds of animals. And many of them are unclean animals. According to the Jewish law, you can't eat certain animals, you know, pigs and horses and camels and different things. Well, on this blanket were these animals. And God said, take and eat. Now, Peter said, oh, not me, Lord. I'm a good Jew. I don't eat those unclean animals. Now, here he's talking to God. So he didn't get it the first time. So God, a second time, shows him this vision. And even a third time, he shows it to him until he starts to think about it and figures, maybe God wants me to do something. And what ends up happening is, it is a revelation to him to minister to the Gentiles. And at that time, some people knocked on the door, called out for him, and they were from the household of Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile. He was a Roman soldier, a leader, and he loved God, and God indicated that he would send for Peter, and Peter would minister to him. So all these things happen, God communicating in unique ways that Cornelius and his household eventually received. They got born again. They spoke in tongues. They knew. And that was a proof for Peter and the others that went with Peter to Cornelius' household that they had truly received the gift of Holy Spirit. For Gentiles in those days, you just didn't hang around. They were very prejudiced against the Gentiles. And yet here God opens the door for them to be born again. So be aware that revelation could come in many different ways. Now be ready. He will tell you at any time, anywhere, especially in light of doing the work of the ministry. Now, if you're trying to gain some money and you go into the betting shop and, you know, ask God, well, what shall I bet on? What horse shall I try to bet on here? What's going to win? I don't think you're going to get that revelation. But if you're looking to do the work of the ministry, I think you will see a great results. God will talk with you. He really will. I remember a unique situation that happened to me. Jeannie and I were in England, and we were on a mission field. We lived there for a year, and this particular event, we were getting ready to go. The next day, we had to travel up to Liverpool. We lived in Bristol, England, and it was about 100 miles away, and we had a car we bought for $400 or $500, and but Friday night, the night before we were going up there, all of a sudden, it just stopped, and we were out. And so what we did, we called AA. Now, in England, they don't have AAA, they have AA. So they came out, and they worked on it. They couldn't get it to go. And they called another crew, and they came and worked on it. And they said, man, I'm going to call this other crew. They're the best. They didn't get it done either. Well, eventually, after hours and hours of them struggling, trying to get this thing to work, they towed us home. Well, the next day we got up, we had to go to Liverpool. What was going to happen? Well, God put it on my heart to go outside and crawl underneath the car. Now, can you imagine? So I crawled underneath the car, and like I said before, I'm not a mechanic. So I'm looking at all these things underneath the car. And here is this tube, and the attention was focused on this tube that ran from the gas tank all the way underneath the car up to the engine. And there was a rubber tubing that connected the two metal tubes. And I saw, wait a minute, this thing is split. It had got cut open, so the gas could not come from the tank to the engine because it'd be spilling out. So I cut the tube off where it was split, and thankfully there was enough rubber tubing left that I could stretch it out, connect the two other points, the metal tubes, and I got out underneath the car, got out and started, beep, that started right away. That was it. So God fixed that car for us. And we went off to Liverpool. So God talks to us in so many different wonderful ways. And I think about also something that we do every Saturday morning. We go to Old Town to the transportation center, and we minister to people there. We hand out water. We pray for people. We call it Agape Now. And many times as we're praying for people, sometimes I'll ask him what's going on, but other times I don't. And God puts it on my heart what to pray for. And again, many times people will say, wow, how did you know my liver was having problems, or my stomach, or my heart, or this or that. And again, that's revelation. God telling us what specifically is wrong. We go in there, operate the manifestation of healing, right? That's one of the manifestations. So we can minister healing. All of us can do that because we have that manifestation. But these are illustrations to share with you that God does talk to us. And he will talk to you, especially if you're doing his work. Now, there's a few keys that I would like to close this teaching with that I'd like to share with you. And maybe these keys on utilizing manifestations will help you in your walk with God as you endeavor to utilize these manifestations. And I'm going to see if maybe some of the folks that are with me here can add a key or two as well. But the first thing I think is very important is to be meek and humble as you ask God. James 1:21 says, "Receive with meekness the engrafted word." To receive God's word, we have to be what? Meek. Okay, humble. Same thing with revelation. That's God's word. So we need to be meek. Another key is speaking in tongues much. When you're speaking in tongues, you're operating one of the manifestations, right? And that spirit is being energized. It's being used. Many times before I minister to people, they'll come up and say, "Hey, I've got this situation. Will you pray with me?" And as they're sharing what's going on, I'll be speaking in tongues quietly to myself and to my Father. And that gets the spirit going for me and gets into the spirit mode, as I call it. And then I look forward to God talking to me how to handle that situation. And, you know, another thing is to have your head into God's word. This is revelation too. It's God's revelation. And he expects us to know that. So it'll prepare your mind to hear God's word via the manifestations, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. So keep your head into God's word. And if you've got God's word in your head, God is more likely, you're in the right language, okay? You're in the right mode to receive his revelation. You know, another key is to walk in the love of God with a heart to serve. That really blesses God that you have a heart to serve and to help, and he'll work with you on that. And then, you know what? I think I'll do is ask some of you guys here. I've got a few wonderful believers here. Maybe you can share a key briefly on what helps you to receive revelation from God. Jeannie?
One thing I was thinking about is God is in you. He's aware of what's going on. So ask and expect your Heavenly Father will tell you what to do. We have to have an expectation there that we're not alone, that he's up, has us on assignment to bless and minister as Jesus did.
Vicki?
Well, one of the things that I think is really important when we're walking by the Spirit is, you know, we are not perfect human beings, and sometimes we might miss the mark and not hear exactly what he said, or maybe not act at the exact moment. But it's very important to remember that God is greater than any mistake we can make. And when we do catch ourselves not exactly hitting the mark, don't be afraid to go back to the Father, because he's going to be ready to show you something that will help you be stronger and keep moving ahead. He never gives up on us.
Perfect. Yeah.
Something I wanted to share.
Just a second, Paula, and then we can talk later after we finish, okay?
Okay, sure.
Barney.
Well, thank you, Bob. You know, your sharing about wisdom and knowledge really sparked something in me, and I had seen this Oh, not too long ago, where a gentleman said that wisdom is seeing things from God's perspective, and that is our desire, is to acquire God's perspective and then have the knowledge of what to do in light of what God is showing us to do. Because God has the big picture. He sees behind the scenes and knows what's going on, and he can instruct us with whatever information we may need to resolve the situation or bring wholeness, healing, ministering, casting spirits, whatever the need may be.
Yeah, that's great, Barney. I know probably many of you have some thoughts and ideas, and we've got a lot of people on the line. So, Paula, I know you have something that you could share. What I'd like for you to do, and the rest of you too, if you have some keys here that could help, again, send me an email, and then I can share them next time, because we're going to continue on with this series of looking at the nine manifestations of Holy Spirit. So if you would do that, Paula, and anybody else that has some great insights, that would be wonderful. So let me close out here and just encourage you to really think about who you are in Christ, the power and the abilities that you have, and take a look at these manifestations and learn about them, read about them. And we'll continue on in 2 weeks. But next week, we're going to focus on what's most important here this time of the year, and that's what our Lord and Savior did to pay the ultimate price to die for us, and that God raised him from the dead. And this is what we'll be dealing with next Sunday, but 2 weeks from now, we'll continue on with our study of the manifestations of Holy Spirit. Okay, Barney? And let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you've empowered us with. Wow. Tesla doesn't have anything on us, man. We've got such great power in us that we can do some mighty works for you. And first and foremost, that we walk with wisdom and get the knowledge that we need so that we can function and minister the best and use these other manifestations. So we love you, Father. Thank you for working with us and being with us. And I thank you for the wonderful saints that have been a part of this fellowship, that you continue to work with them and bless them and energize them, Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.